Andy, did you hear that? Come on, will you?
Did I hear what?
That whistle. That's the Rinso White whistle.
And Rinso means us.
That's right. Rinso gets clothes Rinso White. And Rinso presents the Amos and Andy Show. Rinso gets out stubborn dirt fast, gives you a wash that's Rinso White, Rinso Bright. Don't poke through another wash day with some lazy old bar soap. Put soapy-rich Rinso suds to work on your wash. You'll do no back-breaking rubbing or scrubbing with Rinso. Just as little as a 10-minute soak, then a few quick finger rubs and rinse. And if you're lucky enough to have a washer, remember it takes as little as a 5-minute run per load to give you a wash that's really clean. Next wash day, get Rinso to get clothes. A Rinso white wash with ease. A Rinso bright wash with safety. And now, our stars, Amos and Andy. Going in and out of business on an average of once a week over a period of years, you would imagine that Andy and the Kingfish had just about covered the field. But you're wrong. For at the moment, they're in the Kingfish's office with the Kingfish selling Andy on a new business venture.
Oh, I tell you, Andy, there's just one business in the whole world where they bring the money to you and hand it to you. And all you got to do is to write a little something in the book. And that's a bank.
Yeah? Well, I'll open up a bank with you. It's a deal.
All right. Shake hands. We'll open a bank.
Yeah.
Now, look here. I'll throw a coin in the air. Call it.
Tails.
It's heads. You as vice president.
And you as the president?
Right. Now, Andy, we're going to use the large hall for the bank building. Mm-hmm. Now, the first thing we got to do is to build a big bird cage.
For what?
For the receiving teller to stay in.
Yeah, well, how about the paying teller? Don't we need one for him, too?
We ain't going to have no paying teller. Yeah. You done hear the one-way streets, ain't you?
Yeah.
Well, this is a one-way bank. That's what we got.
Well, it seems like that we ought to let the people take some of their money. Don't you think so?
And a question like that shows why you is only the vice president around here. Now, listen, vice president, go down in the basement and you'll see a big sign down there that we use in the large hall when we give away that money at the party. Hmm. It says bank night. Now, saw off the word night and bring up what's left.
Okay.
Right. Now, let's see what equipment we got to get you now. Stationery, blotters. Wet sponge to count the money fast. Yeah, I guess that about does it. Ain't much of the overhead in the banking business as I thought. Oh, me. Come in.
How do you do?
Very busy today, madam.
Are you in charge?
Listen, madam, I ain't got much time for messing around.
Is this the lecture bureau? I think this is the address they gave me over the phone.
I done told you I'm busy. Why do people walk in here every time to get lost? Look, madam, you is lost. That's what you is. You is lost.
But I'm sure this is the address they gave me, and I have the $50.
Sit down, madam. You ain't lost.
This is the lecture bureau, isn't it?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. This is a lecture bureau, all right. Yes, ma'am.
Then you remember what we discussed in our phone conversation.
The phone conversation. Oh, yeah, sure. I remember. Yeah, the conversation. Remember it very well, word for word. I remember I say hello, and then you say hello. And then we went on there, and then I say goodbye, and you say goodbye. The only thing that slipped my mind is a little stuff between the hello and the goodbye there. That's what I'm about. See, I'm so busy. Let's go over it again.
Well, as I told you, I'm Mrs. Bolton, the chairman of the Jersey City Woman's Club, and we're having a dinner Tuesday night at our club, and we want to hire a lecturer.
Mm-hmm.
We already have one prominent lecturer, but we want another one for the occasion.
Yeah, the whole thing comes back to me now. Yeah, I remember that now.
Well, you said you could get us a good speaker for $50.
Oh, yeah, I'll get you a great speaker. Tell me this, what subject you want him to lecture on again?
Well, we would like the lecturer to speak on either the psychology of homemaking or politics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's my card with the address on it, and that will be Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
We'll have 125 women there. And, of course, I'll give you the $50 right after the lecture.
Oh, yeah, I'll have a great speaker for you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah, I better write that down. Psychology of homemaking. CY. Well, I don't know what that means anyway. Oh, politics. POLLYTICKS. Now, let's see.
Well, Prez, old boy, here it is. The VP has got the sign right here.
And the bank is through.
Well, we can hang this, what'd you say?
I say the bank is through.
Kingfish, you mean to say that in the 3 minutes I was getting the sign, we done failed?
And I was proud to tell you that we is now a lecture bureau.
Oh, we is, huh? Tell me one thing, Kingfish.
Oh, what's that, brother?
While I was out, was we in any business between the bank and the lecture bureau?
No, Andrew, we done made a clean switch.
Well, that's great. I think I'll go over and talk to my gal.
Save your breath, son. Tuesday, you were talking to 125 of them.
Now let's listen to the Mystic Knights of the Sea Quartet sing Brother Bill.
Me and Brother Bill went hunting.
Where'd you go, boy?
Way up in eastern Maine.
On a choo-choo.
The reason we went way up there, we thought we could shoot some game.
Whoa.
Me and Brother Bill went hunting. Ooh. Way in the middle of the night.
In the moonlight.
Shot at something like a grizzly bear and
the doggone thing turned white.
Woo. I dropped my gun. And the way I run, Brother Bill said, boy,
what's the matter with you?
Daddy don't like me, he'd run some too. I ran so fast, they say, they couldn't catch me all day.
Oh, the way I ran across that field,
they couldn't catch me with an automobile.
Bill got so excited.
Come, Mr. Shooting at me.
I heard those bullets sizzling and whistling through the trees.
Went by my house, and I thought I didn't have time to knock.
Ran into a good track meet, and I didn't have time to stop. Ran into a windmill,
thought I'd get some wind.
Didn't have a dime to pay for hits,
so I had to run again.
Well, ran so fast that night, he never touched the ground. Heard those birdies in the trees sing Alabama bound. I'm going home, I'm all alone. From the Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you?
They don't like me, he'd run some.
I ran so fast, they say, hey, they couldn't catch me all day.
That thing's running over there on that piano.
Well, the way I ran across that field,
they couldn't catch me with an automobile.
Oh, they couldn't catch me.
Jack, I was panicked.
Oh, they couldn't catch me.
Solidly went boom.
Oh, they couldn't catch me with an automobile.
I'm telling you now, I can't make no speech. I am scared.
Yeah, but, Andy, there's nothing to be scared about.
Mm. Yeah, that's right, Andy. All your life you has been talking to Gal.
Yeah, but under certain conditions.
Yeah, well, all right, Andy. Whatever the conditions is, we'll see that there's the same at the lecture.
Oh, don't be crazy, Kingfish. How are you going to get 125 women on one sofa?
Oh, look, Nana, you can't back out of this thing. Now, you done signed a contract with me just a half hour ago agreeing to make the speech, and we each going to get $25.
Hmm.
Boy, that's a lot of money for making a speech, all right.
Oh, look, Anna, you can talk on politics. Now, you know, you might say some line in your speech that will go down in history.
Yeah, like what?
Well, like the man that say, what's his name? Who was the man that say, give me, say, give me...
Morgenthau.
Oh, no. Oh, I know who it was. It was Patrick Henry. Yeah, that's... He said, give me liberty or give me death. That's what it say.
Yeah.
Oh, Kingfish, I don't think Andy gonna have no reason to say nothing like that. Look, there... Ain't there some other subject that Andy could speak on? Politics don't seem to be his long suit.
Yeah, that's right, Amos. Maybe I better get back to that other subject, the cirology of homemaking.
Oh, no, no. Now, listen, Anna, listen. I know what we'll do. I know exactly what we'll do. We'll stick with the politics.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing is this. Now, get this in your head, will you?
Okay,
all right, now listen to me.
Yeah.
We want to know what you was talking about.
Hmm.
Now, the thing to do is to go over to Shortest Barbershop. Now, barbers has always got customers there sitting in the chairs, the customer getting a haircut, and while they're doing, they're running off at the mouth, you see.
Yeah.
Barber cutting his hair and everything.
Yeah, I know that.
So their recusty is politics.
Yeah.
Now, barber's always talking politics to customers, so Shorty might know a lot that he can tell you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's go over to Shorty's and see if he can help me with the speech.
So you see, Shorty, Anders got to give this speech on politics, and we figured that you might be able to help us.
Yeah, you come to the right man, all right. I know my politics.
Yeah. Well, good, good, Shorty, good. You really know your stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. You take the last presidential election, even before the votes was in, I knew that the next president would be... I kept track of the electoral votes. I could feel the way the public was... I know that the next president would be, who won the thing?
Now, look, Shorty, if you was going to...
Hi, boy, what's going on here? What's going on?
Oh, hello, Gabby.
Hello. Gabby Gibson, the lawyer, is here. Look here, Gabby, and they're going to deliver a political speech, and Shorty's going to help him on the facts, you see.
Shorty's going to help you? I'm the man that really knows politics, yes, indeed.
Now, wait a minute, Gabby. I'm the one that's going to help him. I know more about politics than you do.
Oh, now, Andy, keep your ears open.
Charlie, you don't know a thing about political situation, but I does. I challenge you right now to a political discussion.
That's okay with me.
Andy, let's go over here now and get your pad and pencil out and take some notes on this thing.
Okay, Casey.
Yeah. If you know so much about politics, Charlie, when Congress meets Philadelphia down here in Washington, starts passing them new laws, in-laws, outlaws, and bylaws, you know what's going to happen then, don't you?
Well, I...
Answer the question. You know what's going to happen then, don't you?
Well, I
got to have them taxes. We got to have them. That's what keeps the political monotony in disgust.
Yeah, but if they let the people... The people...
The people what? The people what?
Well, if they let the people... The people...
The people what? The people what?
Well, if they let the people have the referendum on the bicentennial of the tax... There'd be no sales tax on the freedom of the Philistines.
I'm surprised at you. Don't you know no better than that? I'm really surprised at you. Don't you know they could never do nothing like that?
Why couldn't they do it?
If we ever done anything like that, then our financial redestruction subcommittee company would have to give us the 18 commitments along with their consumption. Would disrupt the immigration to their capital punishment. Mm-hmm. And we need it. We got to have it.
Oh, man, what are you talking about? What we need? what we really need is...
Is what? Mm-hmm. What does we need? What does we need?
What we need is the moratorium to the unemployment of the... Disagreements. that alone would put it would give you can't but I would get that is right there. You see?
Shame. You don't even know what you're talking about. We could never do nothing like that.
Well, why couldn't it do
if
it?
If we ever attempted to do something like that, then our domestic relations would cause our banks to swell up and bust with the soreness of the bubbles. Now, that's what it would do. Causing an unnecessary dyspepsia of the agricultural infirmatory.
Uh-huh.
And we ain't got it.
Hasn't we got the public utensils to go on and disrupt the interstate foreign postal marine? Hasn't we?
Well,
we have to. If they ever did that, why that would put us on the basis of on the basis of. There you see, there it is right at the basis. You see that? That is right there. You see, that would put us on the basis of...
The basis of what? The basis of what?
Basis, that's what it is. On the basis of... Basis, that... The basis... What basis?
Why, the basis of...
The base of what?
Hold it, boys. Hold it there. Look here. I've been listening to this discussion on politics for 2 minutes here.
Yeah, well, did you learn anything, Kingsley?
Yeah, I learned that Ann there is going to have to make a speech on the psychology of homemaking.
Come on, Kingfish, let's go.
Oh, wait a minute, Bob. We ain't through yet.
Yeah, but we is. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
What a mess. Come on, Anders. Let's see if we can get a book on the psychology of homemaking.
Yeah. Wait a minute, though. Long as I is here, I may as well go back on in there and get a shave.
Let the people... The people what?
This ain't no time for a shave.
Come on, Anders. Let's go and get the speech ready.
Rinso is made by an exclusive patented anti-sneeze process.
And that's important.
Yes, Rinso is 98% free of sneezy soap dust.
No other granulated soap can make this claim. That's one big reason why I use Rinso.
You bet. And Rinso gives you a Rinso white wash with ease, a Rinso bright wash with safety. No wonder women here, there, everywhere are singing...
Rinso white.
For a wash that's white as it can be. Rinso bright.
P-R-I-G-H-T.
Yes, rinse soap keeps your colors bright. Get out more dirt for a wash so white. Here's great advice, you can't go wrong.
Rinse
soap
white.
Rinse soap white. Happy little wash day song.
You can have white clothes, dazzling rinse soap white, washable colors, rinse soap bright. Truly a wash to whistle and ring bells about. You'll see that for yourself on your very first rinse soap wash day. So don't forget, get rinse soap.
Nice of you to get this book of speeches from the library. I don't know how you got it, but it was just what we needed, and it's going to help us a whole lot.
Oh, yeah. We ought to get a good speech out of there for my lecture tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, fellas. You know, I went over to the library there. I got my wife's card, and I asked them for a book like this. In fact, there's one in there, a speech in there somewhere, that's just the one you wanted. It's called the psychology of homemaking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, Amos. That's exactly what we're looking for.
Yeah, sure is. That's the thing.
There's a speech in there on politics, too, if you want to go back on the subject about politics and finances and things like that.
Well, no, Amos. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We've been talking it over, and we're going to stick to the other thing, that psychology of homemaking.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, here's the speech book, fellas, and good luck to you.
Yeah, let me have it, Jay. Let's see. Look through here, Anna.
Yeah, what is that? Let me see it.
Yeah, here, just right here. Let's see. Psychology of homemaking on page 45. Let's turn over here. Here we is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Psychology of homemaking by Winston Stewart.
Who wrote the speech, you say?
Say here, the psychology of homemaking by Dr. Winston Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. Yeah. Listen to what it says.
Yeah, read it. I want to hear this.
Yeah, start off here by saying, Homemaking is the art of rationalizing the objectivity of true psychology with the subjectivity of human emotional responses.
Yeah?
Oh, Andy, this is great stuff, that rationalizing the objectivity. Look at that.
There's some big stuff there.
How you know?
Yeah, well, he could memorize the whole speech. And what you could do is take it and study it and memorize it word for word and give a good lecture.
Yeah, but I don't know what them big words mean. I wonder what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, what does you care what you're saying? You just say the big words, open your mouth, let them figure the words out. That's all you got.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, you could memorize it just the way it's written there, ain't it? Yeah, that's a great idea. And listen, tomorrow, Andy, me and you will go to the dinner at the Woman's Club, the noted lecturer and his noted manager.
Yeah.
Now, let's go over this thing again here, sort of familiarize yourself with it. Say here, homemaking is the art of rationalizing...
Dr. Stewart, it certainly is a pleasure to have you here as one of the speakers tonight.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Bolton.
We are hoping that our little affair will be a big success, particularly because the husbands of all the women are attending for the first time.
Oh, yes, I see.
I suppose you're going to make your speech on the psychology of homemaking.
Yes, I am.
Well, it's a very famous speech. I know it's been reprinted in several books, and I just can't wait to hear you deliver it, Dr. Stewart.
Thank you very much.
Why don't you go in the anteroom there and take off your coat? The other speaker's in there with his manager. Just introduce yourself. We'll be ready in just a few moments.
Yeah, I'll do just that, Mrs. Bolton. Thank you. How do you do, gentlemen?
Oh, how you do, sir? You the other speaker, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, just hang your coat over there on the clothes tree.
Oh, thank you. I will.
Yeah, well, and from the looks of that fellow, you won't have no trouble doing better than him.
Oh, I'll make him look sick.
You got the whole thing memorized, ain't you?
Word for word.
Gentlemen, I don't think we've met before.
No, my name is Stevens. This is Professor Brown.
How do you do? I'm Dr. Stewart.
Pardon me, my left ear been jamming up on me here lately. What did you say your name was?
Dr. Stewart.
Kingfish.
Take it easy, Andy. It couldn't be. tell me, Dr. Stewart, how you spell your name? That's S-T-U-A-R-T, ain't it?
No. I spell it S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
Yeah.
Take it easy, Andy. Just a coincidence. Yeah. Tell me this, Doctor. Did you ever write anything that was, ever printed in a book?
Oh, yes. One of my speeches has been printed many times.
So long, coincidence.
And, tell me this, Doctor. You're speaking here tonight, of course. Just wondering. What is the first few words of your speech tonight?
Well, I start off by saying, homemaking is the art of rationalizing the objectivity of true psychology.
That's all, brother.
All right, Dr. Stewart, we're ready for you now.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Bolton. See you in a little while, gentlemen.
Kingfish, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, well, you can get out of here.
Who can't? I was leaving.
No, you ain't. Now, look here. I got a contract with you where you agrees to make a speech and we gets $50 for it. Now, if you tries to get out of this thing, I'll take you to the highest court in the land and I'll sue you up one side and down the other. Yeah, you just going to have to switch to some other kind of speech.
Well, Kingfish, I'm too nervous. Look at me. Look, I'm shaking like a leaf.
Yeah, well, stop shaking and push them eyes back in your head. Now, look here. I got this book here with me that Amos got from the library. Now, and like he said, there's another speech in here on politics and government finances and the subject that you was going to speak on in the first place. That's exactly what it is.
Kingfish, my head is swimming. I was too nervous.
Now, look here. I'll be sitting right next to you at the speaker's table. I'll hold the book open in my lap, and I'll whisper to you exactly what to say. I'll give you pointers.
Oh, Kingfish, I can't.
Andy, look here. We got a contract. Now, look. All you got to do is remember how to start out. Just start out by saying, ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure to be here tonight.
Oh, me. I'm getting nervouser and nervouser. I don't know what I'm saying.
Andy, look here. I'll have the book open and I'll tell you exactly what to say, but maybe...
That is why I say that true happiness in marriage begins and ends with the home. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes my remarks on the psychology of homemaking. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stewart. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our second speaker of the evening, Professor Andrew Brown.
Yeah, there you go, Andy. Now stop shaking.
Yeah, hold that book open. Here I go. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure to be here tonight. When I was a little boy, Kingfish.
Start over.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kingfish.
Talk about finances.
Speaking of finances, you take the finances of today, and you take the finances of the past 100 years, and when you take them all, you has got them. Kingfish.
Talk about politics.
What kind of ticks?
Polly.
Speaking of the ticks on the poly, ladies.
Your shirt tail is out.
Kingfish.
Start over.
Call me. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, get in that ante room. There, I was ashamed of you.
Well, I done the best I could. I told you I ain't had no business making that speech.
Yeah, stand up there for 30 minutes in front of them people in the next room there, acting like a fool. Oh, I was through with you. The people laughed at you.
Well, it was your fault for getting me up there.
My fault?
Yeah.
You ain't gonna blame this on me. I don't want no more to do with you. And as far as our contract is concerned, here. I tan it up. And right in your face, there it is. Mm. Yeah, you ain't gonna blame me for this.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen.
Yeah, wait a minute, Miss Bolton. There's the man right there. I ain't got no more to do with it, no more.
Mr. Stevens.
Yeah, don't do nothing to me. He's your man right there. Tell him everything, will you?
Professor Brown, as you know, tonight was an important meeting. The husbands were invited.
Yes, ma'am.
After Dr. Stewart finished his boring speech, it was a pleasant surprise to have a comedy speaker like you with us. And here's a check for $50.
Amos and Andy will be back in just a moment. Rinso takes the drudgery out of dishwashing.
It's a work saver.
Rinso gets the dishes done in far less time.
It's a time saver.
Yes, those soapy rich suds go after grease, chase, clinging food particles right off knives and forks, plates and platters. Before you know it, dishwashing's done. For plenty of help on every soap and water job around the house, try Rinso.
Rinso's easy on your hands, too.
Yes, ladies, for dishwashing, for house cleaning, for a wash that's Rinso white and Rinso bright, get Rinso. And now, here are Amos and Andy.
Ladies and gentlemen, on every battlefront the world over, the Red Cross is doing one of the finest jobs in history.
Now, we're not asking you to give because we know you want to give. We're merely reminding you that the Red Cross needs money very badly and needs it now.
Make your contributions generous. And make it now. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Be sure to be with us next Friday evening at this same time when the makers of Rinso will again present the Amos and Andy Show. Next week, the Kingfish and Henry Van Porter try to cash in on a new sales job of Andy's. Don't miss the surprises in store for all of them. This program is broadcast to our armed forces all over the world. This is Harlow Wilcox saying good night to all of you from all of us.
It's mild and gentle, yet it gets you extra clean. That's Life Boy. A daily bath with Life Boy gives you all-over lasting protection against B.O. Just hop into a Life Boy bath, and you can be sure that you'll get protection that lasts. Yes, it's swell to be extra clean. Life Boy clean. Remember, Life Boy is the only soap especially made to stop B.O.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.